Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The board of the state's largest school district met yesterday to decide where to cut the budget by about $390 million. The LAUSD won't be pursuing as many layoffs as initially feared, but the budget axe does fall on the district's adult schools and the 1,800 people who run those. Even the academic decathlon, one of the district's beloved success stories, wasn't spared. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis has more.
Amid tight security, Los Angeles teachers and school district workers lined up outside district headquarters, urging the school board to spare their jobs.
Cut district waste!
School districts around California are handing out layoff notices this week. The notices tell teachers and others they might be out of a job come June. Tomorrow is the official deadline for districts to issue those warnings. LA Unified's huge budget deficit has improved since last month, thanks to higher-than-expected revenue from the state lottery. That allowed the board to rescind half of the layoff notices it issued last month. Even so, close to 6,000 workers could lose their jobs. Teacher Lynn Avignoni says this is the fourth year in a row LA teachers have gotten layoff notices.
What this does to the morale, you know, we're just human beings. You know, we are not superhuman. This doesn't affect us and doesn't affect how our coming to school every day when you're just being beat down.
The California Teachers Association estimates about 20,000 layoff notices will be issued by the end of the month. Teacher unions say these notices are being used as a scare tactic to get employees to agree to furloughs and pay cuts. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
L.A. County's public hospital system is one of the most beleaguered in the nation. Many would-be reformers have come and gone over the years, but the latest one just may have the magic touch. The California Report's health reporter Sarah Varney has the story.
It would be easy to confuse Dr. Mitch Katz with any other doctor at the Roy Ball Clinic in East Los Angeles. His desk, in a closet-sized windowless office, is littered with patient records, x-rays, and cans of Diet Coke.
Surface of his arms.
His everyman demeanor belies his stature. As director of the county's Department of Health Services, Katz oversees L.A.'s public hospitals and clinics, the place of last resort for millions of low-income Angelenos. He has 22,000 employees and a $3.7 billion budget. When he arrived in Los Angeles last year after running San Francisco's health department, he insisted on seeing patients one afternoon a week, a demand that struck many here as odd, if not impossible.
Okay, Senor Rios, lo siento.
Right now, though, Katz is focused on a man who has walked into the clinic with a large tumor in his lung. We wear face masks because there's also a risk of tuberculosis. Katz speaks Spanish in his native Brooklyn accent. He sits opposite the man, their knees almost touching, and carefully explains the possible causes of the tumor and what he hopes a visit to the pulmonologist will reveal. It's clear Katz finds these clinic hours deeply satisfying, but the effect is much more practical. His time in the clinic informs his priorities as an administrator. He sees the roadblocks and tries to clear them. Katz's primary aim, though, and what he came to Los Angeles to do, is to steer low-income Angelenos away from the emergency rooms they've long relied on and into primary care clinics, where problems, like a tumor, can be detected earlier.
They sent me the Los Angeles org chart. I said, where's primary care? They said, well, it's under the hospitals. Well, that may explain why you have a problem with primary care.
Katz has moved swiftly. In the last 6 months, his team has assigned nearly 250,000 people to a primary care doctor at county clinics without hiring any additional staff.
What I did is say, no, we're not running this anymore as a drop-in, you know, see who you see and no one is responsible.
Katz's predecessors promised many of the same reforms, but government observers here say they were stymied by a board of supervisors, which often governs Los Angeles like 5 competing fiefdoms. Indeed, many of the people I interviewed said they advised Katz not to take the job, that Los Angeles was beyond repair. That sense of resignation, though, may have worked to Katz's advantage, says Michael Cousineau, a professor at the University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine.
I just think, Sarah, that people are just so tired of failure.
And the stakes have gotten higher. Under the federal health law, the federal government will sharply reduce payments to public hospitals that treat the uninsured, since starting in 2014, nearly all those who are legally documented will have coverage. In Los Angeles, says Howard Kahn, CEO of the County Health Insurance Plan, LA Care, that means millions of newly insured people who have long had no choice but public clinics and hospitals will be able to switch to private providers, a worrisome prospect for the county.
They have a real concern that that's going to happen if they don't improve the customer service.
One report commissioned by the county put it bluntly. If L.A. loses its paying customers and is left treating only the undocumented, the financial survival of its health system is at stake. USC professor Cousineau agrees.
To move it rhetorically from a system of the last resort to a system of choice is not going to be an easy thing, but the price of failure is thousands of people losing their jobs, closing of hospitals and health centers. That's what the supervisors have to grapple with.
For their part, the supervisors seem supremely and unusually confident in Katz's initiatives. Supervisor Gloria Molina represents East Los Angeles.
I was one that was worried that he was just going to be another guy that just took us so far and then, you know, would leave us. But instead, he's had the most daunting challenges and he's meeting all of our expectations.
One test of Katz's vision for remaking LA's system is taking place at the heart of where it all went terribly wrong. The Martin Luther King Jr. Harbor Hospital in South L.A. closed in 2007 after it reached near third world standards and one patient died of egregious errors. It's now reopened as a clinic where patients with chronic diseases are counseled by a team of nurses and medical assistants.
The patients like the fact that they have someone that they can call, that they know who to call.
The clinic's nurse manager, Kimberly Thomas, says customer service is now a top priority and there are added incentives for better health.
They'll bring like patients who had diabetes, high cholesterol, they'll bring them in 1 month and then 3 months later, they'll bring them back for a group visit, look at their labs to see if they improved or gone down, and they give gifts to the people who are the most improved, and they really love that.
Assigning low-income patients to a medical home makes for better medicine, but whether it engenders goodwill and loyalty when these same patients gain insurance is an open question. And this may, in fact, be Director Katz's greatest challenge, giving Angelenos a reason to believe in what the county can offer. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, March 14th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com.